present Four Joneses and a Jenkins by Sue Lynn. An everyday story of sheep, sin and scholarship under the shadow of the Long Mynd. Episode 1. Watch the Birdie.
Oh, what's that you're reading, Megan?
It's Homer's Odyssey, book 6.
Oh, that's posh. Read me a bit while I wait for this jam to set.
Odysseus came out of the bushes, hiding his nakedness with a branch torn from the olive tree.
Wait a minute, Megan, it's not rude, is it?
No, he's just been shipwrecked, that's all.
Why does he have to be shipwrecked in the nude? It's typical of those Greeks. I've seen what goes on their vases. It's in the encyclopedia.
Well, I got to do Greek if I'm going to get into Oxford.
Why? We're modern now, love. Nylon and everything. What do they want with that old Greek?
Oh, there's Dad now.
Oh, he's early and I haven't even reached setting point. Don't get him again. And don't mention Oxford.
Anyone would think it was a dirty word.
Oh, how was it at market? Did you bring the paper?
There you are. Oh, blinking disgrace.
Disgrace? Who?
People around here.
Oh, what is it? Has somebody had to get married?
No, nothing like that. Oh. The national savings figures have just been announced and Crown Tresilio's come 14th.
Well, never mind. Oh, look. Look at this lovely blouse in the paper, Megan. It's got smoking with a Swiss motif.
Welsh pool was top. 12 and 6 ahead, they managed.
I think smoking suits, Megan, down to the ground, don't you, Dad?
The trouble with you women is you always have your heads turned by haberdashery. Where's Owen?
He went off with the dogs.
Always slinking off with those dogs. Waste of blinking time, that boy is.
Don't be mean. Oh, he's a lovely lad. He's got my Uncle Dick's eyes.
There's more brains in one of my bullocks than Owen's got any day. Now, where's my tea? Come on. Megan?
Come by, Floss. Come by, Tip. Round. Oh, go by. Oh, didn't you hear what I said? I said bye. Oh, no, wait. Sorry, after Tip. Oh, sorry, dogs. I mean, go away! The other direction! Sorry! Away! Oh, heck.
No, lie down. Bad dog. Sit. Will you call your dogs off, please?
They're only being friendly.
No, I don't like...
Floss, Tip, come behind. Oh, lie down.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I wonder if you could help me. I'm trying to get to Jenkins Farm.
Oh, no. You don't want to go there.
Well, why'd you say that?
My dad and Mr. Jenkins don't see eye to eye. Dad says he's a bit of a you-know-what.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. Don't tell anyone I said so, though.
Can you point me in the right direction?
Well, that's our farm over there, Aberpant. We're the Joneses. I'm Owen Jones.
I'm Brian Bootle. How do you do?
Hello. So, are you from foreign parts?
Bacob.
Oh, bless you.
No, I'm from... Bake up.
Oh, you can get rid of that by blowing into a paper bag.
Yeah, look, I've got a map here of the area. I wonder if you just show me where we are on the map.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, you show me.
Oh dear.
This bacon's not salt enough. My mother could salt a pig fit for a king. How is she, by the way?
Oh, she's fine. Mm-hmm. I just took her up some spam sandwiches and changed the dressings.
Good. Well, get me the mustard, Megan. Don't just stand there.
Oh, I was endeavouring to make some toast, actually.
Oh, endeavouring, is it? Well, you never called my mother endeavouring. Plain, simple work was good enough for her.
Oh, Megan does work hard. She's not just a pretty face.
No, there's no need to fill her head with nonsense. She's plain as a barn door and she better get used to it.
I am used to it.
Now then, Dad, don't be cruel. Megan's a lovely girl. Eyes like stars when she takes her glasses off.
No, there's no need to lie, Mam. Owen's the one with the good looks. I know that better than anybody.
Oh, God.
You've got a lovely pair of collies, if you don't mind me saying so.
Well, you've got a lovely pair of glasses, so that makes us quits. Yeah. My sister Megan's got glasses, mind you. Oh, I wish I could have some, but they said my eyes aren't bad enough.
Well, look, I've got to be going. Mr. Jenkins will be expecting me.
Oh, why's that?
I'm lodging there.
Oh, no, that can't be right. He's already got a bloke lodging there.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, he has. An English bloke, though. He's the new school teacher. Mrs. Jones the Cane retired last summer.
Yes, I know. In fact...
We were ever so naughty at school in my day. I pissed in a wellies once.
You see, Owen, I am the schoolmaster. Ironical though it may seem.
Well, why aren't you at the school then?
It's Saturday.
Ah, yes. That would be it, isn't it?
Yeah. I usually devote my weekends to ornithology. I was hoping to spot something unusual now. I've come to work in Montgomeryshire. Oh. You've got red kites, haven't you?
Oh, it's probably just because I've been running about.
Yes, well, I must be getting back to Mr. Jenkins. I've run out of lemonade and want to use the lavatory.
You can pee on our edge if you like.
No, thank you. No, I can't perform under open skies. Nervous condition.
Oh. Well, I'll walk over to Mr. Jenkins's with you. Oh. I want to see him anyway. He might let me empty his elsan.
Come on, dogs!
Oh, no. Oh. No, back.
Stand by! Stand by!
This blasted mongrel!
Mrs. Jones!
Oh, come in, Mr. Jenkins!
Thank you. How are you, Mrs. Jones? Busy, I see.
I'm just mangling Owen's rugger togs.
Ah.
I snugged his shorts in a splinter just now.
Well, rugger togs were made to be ripped and torn, weren't they? How's Mrs. Jones upstairs?
Oh, very well, thank you. Mr. Jones is up there with her now, reading out the obituaries from the Gazette.
And how's Owen? He executed a lovely up and under last Saturday.
Oh, he loves his rugby. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you. I was just passing.
Ah. How's the lodger settling in?
Well, it's a lot of extra work.
Mrs. Jenkins still with her auntie in Winnipeg?
Yes, so I'm having to cope. I was wondering if Megan might have a couple of hours to spare now and then.
Oh, Megan?
A little bit of domestic work wouldn't do her any harm, would it?
Ooh, it might do her good.
Yes, it's only temporary. We all know Megan is destined for greater things.
Yes.
I'll bet my bottom dollar she'll end up on a platform somewhere like Lady Megan Lloyd George.
Oh.
Or nylons and furs.
Here's Mr. Jones now.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How's your mother today?
So. I don't like the look of her big toe.
Oh.
Smells a bit fishy to me.
I've waited with that all twice since breakfast.
She couldn't have caught foot rot off the sheep, could she?
It's only a bunion.
Oh, they can be nasty.
Oh, my Auntie Dillis was crucified by bunions.
Well, Mr. Jenkins, what can I do for you?
Oh, just a little domestic matter I was discussing with Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jenkins still living it up in Winnipeg?
She's not living it up, John. She's looking after her auntie. She's got a dicky hip. It's no picnic.
Still, Mrs. Jenkins has done a bit of sightseeing. She's been bowled over by their totem poles.
I'd love to see their prairies one day. Thousands and thousands of acres.
Oh, thousands of acres. Oh, heck. However would you call them in for their tea?
Puts our little cultivations into perspective, doesn't it?
You've got problems with your fertility, Mr. Jenkins.
Eh?
I noticed you were having a bit of trouble with your cock's foot down in the bottom.
Oh, no trouble at all. Bit of careful grazing and it soon came up. Lovely and succulent.
Looks a bit tufted and coarse to me.
No, oh. John, don't be rude about Mr. Jenkins's grass.
No, it's all right, Mrs. Jones. Your husband and I will never agree about our seeds and lays.
Oh.
How have you got on with your posh mixtures from the plant breeding station?
I've been a bit let down by the S48, but their clovers, S100 and S151, well, they've done me proud.
You see, Mrs. Jones... Your husband's the go-ahead one, with his boffins from Aberystwyth. It's all a bit scientific for a simple old peasant like me. I'll just fall back on my crested dog's tail like my father and grandfather before me. Well, I must be going. My lodger will be wanting his tea. Oh, excuse me.
Goodbye, Mr. Jenkins.
Bye.
Come by, dogs. Well, here we are then.
Yes, thanks for the company. Well, Mr. Jenkins must be out. His car's not here.
Well, tell him if he needs his house on emptying, I'll do it for threepence.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd do anything for a tanner.
I can imagine.
And if you ever want a lift anywhere, I'll take you on my BSA 650. I could take you to Burcha Glong for threepence.
Well, thank you. I'll bear it in mind. Actually, I'm saving up for an inexpensive epidioscope so I can show the class my slides of important geological features.
Oh, never mind then. Oh, fancy a marshmallow? Oh, sorry, it's got a bit of fluff on it from being in my pocket. But it's still okay. Go on, have it.
Well, I'm tempted, but perhaps next time. Oh. Cheerio.
Now listen, Sarah. This farm's crying out for investment. Well, that old tractor is almost kaput. We've got to modernise, Sarah. Otherwise, you can kiss the hay harvest goodbye.
Can we afford it?
Well, you did quite well with your poultry this time, didn't you?
Megan, go next door and do your practice.
There's something wrong with my organ. My bass couple is not working.
No, just do as I ask, please, love.
Play Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. That's one of my mother's favourites.
Oh, all right.
So, Sarah, how much exactly have you got in your national savings account, would you say?
Never mind that. I've got expenses of my own to think of, John.
What?
Well, for a start, my mangle's seen better days. What? The rollers need rewooding.
What's that she's playing?
It's the old rugged cross.
The old rugged cross, my foot. Megan! Stop that at once! I'm not having the old rugged cross, not over my dead body. Now give me Praise My Soul or else.
Can I go to Oxford University?
No! You blinking well can't. I don't want to hear the word Oxford again in this house. Nor Cambridge. Now give me Praise My Soul or I'll turn your hide. Oof.
Megan, what are you doing up here?
You don't own the granary, you know. I can come here too if I like.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing, I'm crying.
Oh, sorry. Why?
Dad said I was ugly.
Oh, you're not, are you? Oh, let's have a look. Oh, I see what he means.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Oh, cheer up. Red Nose is running the family. You've got a lovely neck. Have a sherbet lemon.
No, thanks. They make me cough.
I tell you what, I'll take you to the pictures up at Machynlleth. That'll cheer you up, eh?
Dad'll never let us go.
Well, it's The Loves of Carmen with Rita Hayworth and Glenn Ford.
Oh, sounds lovely. But he'll never say yes.
Oh, I love Americans, don't you? You know what they call sweeties? Candy. I'm hoping to have a donut one day. Yes, sirree, Buster.
Another bloater fritter, Mr. Bootle?
Sorry?
Another bloater fritter, Mr. Bootle?
No, thanks. No, I'm a trifle dyspepsia prone. Delicious, though.
If Mrs. Jenkins was here, there'd be some nice cakes for afters. You should see her coconut rocks. Does your mother like bacon?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I do miss her parking.
I'm hoping young Megan Jones Aberpant might come in and rustle up a few fancies for us.
Oh?
Have you met Megan yet?
I don't believe I have. But, oh, I think I may have met her brother.
A bit wild and headstrong, Megan. But I expect that's how you like him, eh?
I don't really aspire to a social life at the moment, Mr. Jenkins.
Well, Megan just finished her higher certificate in July. She's a clever girl.
Oh.
She'd make you a nice little assistant mistress, in my opinion.
I don't think I can rise to an assistant mistress on what I get from County Hall.
Her grandfather was struck by lightning.
Oh.
He was halfway across the yard. Only his shoes survived.
Oh, dear me, how tragic.
This was before the war, of course.
There's something so arbitrary about lightning.
Yes. They should think twice, in my opinion, before introducing this electricity business. It's playing with fire, if you ask me. What's your opinion, Mr. Bootle?
I'm in two minds about electricity.
Ah, who's that now?
Hiya, Mr. Jenkins.
Hello, Owen.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
I've come to empty your ale, son.
Ah.
I thought it would fill up quicker now. What with the schoolmaster coming to stay?
Yes. All right, Owen. Let's go and have a look. Lovely time of year, isn't it?
Is it?
Still quite warm, but the swallows will be leaving us soon. That's sad. On the other hand, start of the new rugby season, isn't it?
Yeah. We had our first game last Saturday.
I know. I was watching. I couldn't help admiring that tackle of yours.
Oh, which was that?
On their 25.
Oh.
You brought down Hugh Jones the mountain without even turning a hair.
Ah, well, after you've been manhandling bullocks all day, Hugh Jones is nothing.
Do you, I thought. That Owen's getting a big boy. Now, how tall are you exactly?
5'10¾".
Blinkin' heck. A giant, no less. Well, as the lady said, forget about the 5 feet. Let's talk about the 10¾".
What lady?
Oh, never mind. Just something from a film.
I'm hoping to make it 11 inches by Christmas.
And it seems only yesterday that you were a little squirt in short trousers. You remember, you and Megan always used to call in after school, little devils. Always ransacking my pockets for my humbugs.
Have you got any humbugs today?
Oh, I'll find a little something for you, Owen. Never fear. Now, let's just have a peep at this old Elsan. Oh. It's full, all right. I'll say this for Mr. Bootle. He produces his fair share of fertiliser.
Well, shall I get on with it then?
Yes, in a minute. There was just something I wanted to say. Oh, dear. What was it?
To do with humbugs.
Well, well, well. Boys and girls grown up, isn't it, Owen? You're out of short trousers now. And as for Megan, I expect she's graduated out of her liberty bodice ages ago, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, she's got a thing now. What's it called?
What? What?
With bits dangling down.
A corset.
Oh, that's it. Pink elastic with suspenders.
Keep your voice down, Owen. Well, well. So she's entered the era of foundation garments, bless her. Tell you what.
What?
This calls for a celebration. After you've emptied the Elsan, we'll open a bottle of Tizer. Oh. Oh.
Now listen, Megan. Have you had second thoughts about that job Mr. Jenkins offered you?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Well, you'd better drop in tomorrow and tell him so, Megan. Nicely, mind you. Oh, there's a father coming downstairs. Don't mention higher education.
It's one blessed, blasted, blinking thing after another. My mother's read in the Gazette that the rupture experts are coming, and now she can't get a hernia out of her head. She wants a consultation.
Oh, well, we'd never get her down the stairs, surely.
Oh, it's madness. She'd never survive the journey.
I know. We could borrow a camera, take a photo of a hernia, and Owen and I can take it to Machancleth and show it to the rupture experts.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea, isn't it?
Who do we know with a camera?
Oh. I know. Yeah? I bet that's new schoolmaster Scotman.
Oh.
You call in at the school tomorrow morning, Megan. I'm sure he'll oblige.
Good morning, Megan.
Oh. Good morning, Mr. Jenkins.
Ah, how are your parents?
Very well, thank you. How's Mrs. Jenkins?
Still in Winnipeg. Oh. Would you like to come inside for a minute and stroke my lovely pointer?
No, thank you. I'm in a bit of a hurry, actually. Ah. I just wanted to say thank you very much for the offer of a job, but I'm afraid I'm unable to accept.
Oh, dear, that's a shame. Why is that?
I'm afraid I'm studying full-time. For university, actually.
Actually, is it? Who's posh?
Excuse me, Mr. Jenkins, I've got to be going.
Off home, then?
I'm just going to call in at the school for a minute.
Giving the new schoolmaster the once-over, eh?
I just thought he might be able to lend me a camera.
He might indeed. He's a model lodger. And I can tell you this for certain. He's got a lovely pair of pyjamas.
Well, I'll be off, then. See you later.
Yes. Ta-ta.
Oh, good, good. We've got a visitor, children. Playtime now. Off you go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely weather.
I'm Megan Jones from Aberpant.
Oh, yes. Your grandfather was struck by lightning.
Yes.
Well, pleased to meet you. I think I met your brother the other day.
Oh, we were hoping you might have a camera we might borrow.
Well, I do have a box brownie, as a matter of fact. I used to take it when I went on walking tours in the Lake District.
Oh.
I think I can safely say I've captured all the major British elevations over 1,000 feet with my little apparatus.
We want to take a photo of my grandma's hernia.
Ah. Shall I bring it round for you this evening? About 5 o'clock?
Oh, yes, please.
Right. Oh, excuse me one moment. I must ring the bell. Now, quietly, single file, and get on with your Pleistocene pyramids.
Doesn't seem long since I was a pupil here myself. How's it going?
Not very well, I'm afraid. They don't seem to share my passion for geography.
Geography?
Bauxite, glaciation, archipelagos.
Oh. I'm more interested in poetry.
Oh, well, I'm a bit nervous of poetry. Oh, I did dip a toe in the Iliad when I was at Oxford.
You were at Oxford?
Wadham.
Oh, how wonderful. I want to go to Jesus, but they won't have women. Tell me all about it. What are the procedures for entry? Where do I start?
Quietly.
Oh, a little bit more brawn, Owen.
Oh, yes, please, ma'am. It says here in the Gazette that teenagers have been making love in the long grass after dark.
Oh, dear. They haven't, have they?
It says here the bad influence of certain films has been blamed.
Well, I don't think all films are bad, though. I wouldn't mind seeing Bob Hope and Lucille Ball in fancy pants. Now, that wouldn't be immoral, surely. What do you think, Megan?
It depends what you mean by moral.
Hush, Megan. There's no need for that now.
Ah, now, this is more like it. There's to be a livestock demonstration in town next Saturday, 14th, entitled The Improvement of Hardy Mountain Sheep. Oh, I wouldn't mind going to that.
You're not going to Machynlleth, are you, Dan?
Oh, no, I'm too busy by far. But you and Owen could go to the lecture after you've seen the rupture experts, couldn't you?
Oh, do I have to?
Well, if you could prove to me that you're capable of going to a lecture and taking notes, I might look a little more kindly on this idea of universities, eh?
Oh, I see.
Oh, now, who the dickens is that?
Oh, come in!
Good afternoon, this is Aberpant Father. Oh, Megan, hello.
Hello.
And Owen, hello.
Hiya, Buster!
This is my mother and father, Mr. Bootle. Da, this is Mr. Bootle, the new schoolmaster.
Hello.
Very well, thank you. I understand your daughter's interested in going to Oxford.
Oh, dear Megan. I should have told them not to mention it.
Not to mention what?
Shh, Owen!
Oxford.
I don't object to the education of women, Mr. Bootle, not at all. I just can't afford it.
Oh, I see.
You never told me that, huh?
Well, I can't. Fees and travel and what have you.
And board and lodgings, yes.
Mm. What do you need a board for?
Oh, ish, the when. It's food.
Oh, do you mean a breadboard?
Oh, never mind. I'll explain later.
If Megan could earn a bit of money herself and save up, that would be something.
I'll get a job then.
Well, Mr. Bootle, have you bought your box brownie?
Oh, yes. Here it is. I'm ready.
I'll just go and make sure my mother's decent. You've right. Come just at the right time. There's a ray of sun. Mm. Comes into a room round about now, and with any luck, we can arrange it so it falls slap bang on her protuberance. See?
Mm. I'll set the exposure.
I'm glad you could come with us to Machynlleth, Brian.
Oh, so am I. The love of Carmen. Fancy.
Owen's been overexcited for days. Oh, look at the landscape. You can see all the geological features unfolding as we go along.
Would you like to try one of my boiled eggs, Brian?
Oh, no, thank you. No, I think I'll stick to my Shippen's fish paste sandwiches for the time being, thank you.
I've been reading up about geography, Brian. You're right, it's quite poetic. We'll be passing out of a belt of Silurian rock in a minute.
What's that in your sandwiches, Owen?
Brawn. I've got a bit of a weakness for brawn. Brawn and raspberry jam in particular, isn't it?
Oh, I must try it one day. I'm a bit more of a tongue man myself.
Oh, really? I don't think either of you is a bit interested in the geology of Machynlleth. Oh. Mr. Jenkins. Fancy meeting you.
Well, well, well. Good morning, Megan. Owen.
Hello.
Mr. Bootle.
I thought you were off bird watching somewhere today.
Not today. We're going to show him around Machynlleth.
Yes, it's ever so historic.
And educational, isn't it? I'm going to a lecture on the breeding of hardy mountain sheep.
You're going to the lecture, Mr. Jenkins? Do you think you could take some notes for me?
Oh, I don't see why not, Megan. Do you think you could squeeze me in?
I suppose so.
I didn't know you were interested in breeding, my dear.
It's for my dad, really.
Only we want to go to the pictures.
Don't tell him, though, or he'll be mad at me.
Oh, don't worry, Megan. I'll never get you into trouble, my dear. I'll be careful.
Thank you. Oh, and that job you were kind enough to offer me. Well, I'd like to take you up on it after all.
Oh, well, that is good news. Did you hear that, Mr. Bootle? Mm-hmm. Megan is going to come over and provide us with a few home comforts.
Oh, can you do ratafias and macaroons?
I expect Mam will show me how. Yeah. And I was wondering, Brian, if you could give me a little bit of coaching for my entrance exams.
Coaching? Well, I suppose so.
Well, isn't this cosy? A lovely trip with the young people.
Anyone want a fizzy dipper?
Not now, thank you.
Jones, 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 Jones and Jenkins was written by Sue Lynn.
Ysgrifennwyd Jones, 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 Jones a Jenkins gan Sue Lynn.
The cast was Geoffrey Whitehead as Mr. Jones.
Yr actorion oedd Geoffrey Whitehead fel Mr. Jones.
Elizabeth Miles as Ma Jones.
Elizabeth Miles fel Ma Jones.
Rebecca Front as Megan Jones.
Rebecca Front fel Megan Jones.
Matthew Morgan as Owen Jones.
Matthew Morgan fel Owen Jones.
Nicholas Grace as Mr. Jenkins.
Nicholas Grace fel Mr. Jenkins.
Michael Fenton Stevens as Bootle.
Michael Fenton Stevens fel Bootle.
It was recorded on location at Houghton Court, Boddenham.
Fe recordwyd ar leoliad yn Houghton Court, Boddenham.
The production team was Jerry Peel, Alison McKenzie, Marika Good and Jonathan James Moore.
Y tîm cynhyrchu oedd Jerry Peel, Alison McKenzie, Marika Good a Jonathan James Moore.